Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks. Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 8, The Harris.
God, where are we? Where are we?
We crashed right through the surface of Europa. Now we're in the ocean.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my friend, I'm really
water
sorry.
Water coming in everywhere.
I didn't introduce myself before. Captain Gilroy McPherson.
Hi, I'm Malcolm. Is this really a good time
I
for introductions,
though? I want you to get up off that ground, and I want you to work with me, all right?
All right,
work
I'm up. I'm ready to go.
Here,
I don't want to die. I do not want to die.
The ship is filling with water. You
I'm
see
very
that?
Aware of that. It's I can look down at my feet. And, yeah, it's
you
very
clear. You
want to
drown? You ever drown before? It's no fun.
No, have you drowned before?
I have, twice.
Okay.
See that panel to your right, the red one?
Yeah, the one you're standing in front of?
Yeah, open it up. I'll move out of your way.
Okay, you're standing right next to it. Couldn't you just...
I'm the captain of the ship. Sometimes I have to dictate orders
all
to
right.
the people
I'm
that are
opening it up.
So
I'm
open
opening it
panel.
Up. Yes.
See that box in there?
Yeah, well, wait. There's two boxes in here.
It's also red. Goes along with the color of the panel.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, there's a combination. 24, 16, 19. That's
24,
my birthday. I hope
16,
you remember that for the future. 19.
19, okay.
Yes, there we go.
And there's just two little... smiley face stickers?
That, my friend, is what's going to save our lives.
Really?
Put one of them right in the middle of your forehead. Give the other one to me. I'm going to put it in the middle of mine.
Okay.
All right. If this works how it's supposed to, when the water fills up, we will be able to breathe.
It stings. I'm so sorry about that AI taking over, and I forgot he's suicidal.
I wish you would have warned me. I wish you would have warned me.
But at least he's gone now.
It's just the two of us.
Download complete.
Oh, What the?
My nip clip's blinking. The dang thing downloaded himself into my nip clip. Oh,
this nip clip is dirtier than the last one.
You better believe it is.
Is
if you
it?
Don't like the space in there, why don't you download yourself back into my dying ship?
Oh, is the ship gone? How did that happen?
Oh, you did it. Real funny.
That was not nice.
Oh,
hey, look, he'll try to get you really depressed, by the way, so just stay strong.
Okay,
stay
you know
strong,
what?
Man.
Nothing could get under my skin. All right,
what
I'm
could
fine.
Possibly be depressing about a situation that left us in the bottom
incoming
of the Europa Ocean?
Video phone. Pearson.
Oh,
great. Gilroy!
Hey, look who it is!
Gonka!
Hey.
My man Gonka. How you
Hi.
Doing,
Where's
my
shipment?
I'm Malcolm, by the way.
This is Malcolm, my new co-pilot.
Hello.
Where's my cargo?
Your cargo's on the way to you, all right? We're en route and trying to deliver it to you. Just came up with a hiccup here, a hiccup there, but we're getting ready to
You're
get
things
going.
You're supposed to be here 3 hours ago.
Okay, well.
Gilroy, my sensors detected that you ejected the cargo into deep space during travel. Okay.
You ejected the cargo?
The cargo is fine. All right, it's on the surface of Europa.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the surface of Europa.
It could be retrieved.
Yeah. You listen here, Gilroy. I'm going to send brain eaters your way.
Oh, there's no need to
brain
do
eaters?
That.
I'm going to retrieve that cargo. I'm coming for it.
Okay. just settle down.
Any cargo left is fully submerged in the ocean by now.
What did he say?
Yeah.
What did he say?
The cargo's fine. You know, we're going to be submerged in this ocean forever if we don't get out of the ship. I'm sorry, but this transmission is breaking up. We're losing you here.
Pearson!
Can't hear me, can you?
The water's getting pretty deep, Gilroy. He's going to come send brain eaters after us?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I may have got you even deeper than you thought you were.
No.
Transporting a little bit of precious cargo, and if it doesn't get to its destination
soon. I guess we're going to find out really soon here that whether those stickers work or not.
Hang with me, my friend. Hang with me.
Power!
Bring it into your lungs. Bring it into your lungs.
Whoa, it's weird.
You'll get used to it. Give your body a few minutes to get used to the situation.
I'm breathing water.
You're getting the air, the oxygen out of the water. You're getting the oxygen out of the water.
I guess we're lucky that there's oxygen in this water in the first place.
You're dang right we are.
Oh, that's weird.
Now we gotta just get ourselves out of this ship.
Okay.
See that hatch over there?
Yeah. With the big wheel on it?
We're gonna have to manually open that thing.
Okay.
All right? It's not gonna be easy. This thing is heavy.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
Well, get your hands on one side. I'm going to get mine on the others. And by count of three, I want you turning that clockwise, all right?
One, two, three.
Come on, a little bit more.
Dad, it's not moving. Hey, what about this red button that says press if you want to turn?
Don't push that.
Should we press this? I mean, I'm just going to press it anyway and see if it...
I would just avoid that button.
Look at that. I guess we have a little bit more power after
that
all.
Actually, it makes it really easy to turn
that thing. Maybe we shouldn't trust this AI.
Nonsense.
You think so? You think so? You're just learning that now, huh?
Let's get the heck off
okay,
of this ship.
All right. Go.
Grab this thing. Rotate. And there we go. Get out of there.
Okay.
Congratulations. Now you have thousands of miles of ocean to explore.
This is insane.
Small.
Yeah, I told you, you gotta fight back against that.
Oh, you're right.
It's amazing. Look how tall these tube-like things that just go up for as far as I can see.
Jeez.
The ground's just covered with these little things, and it's all glowing.
Those are the effervescent ganglions littered across the floor. The indigenous species leaves them there to attract their prey.
You're saying that there's a... something else down here besides just us?
Yes, a culture defined by subjugation and torture. I would stay in the ship.
Whatever you say seems to be the opposite of what we should do.
Yeah, but he might be...
How many times has this thing tricked you in the past?
The only trick is tricking yourself that life has meaning.
Why are we even still walking?
Because this seems...
pointless.
Miles and miles of the same weird glowy forest stuff.
Well, this looks like a good enough place to kind of catch our breath for a bit. Why don't we have a seat on that glowing rock over there and we'll kind of, you know, make a plan, all right? Because I, for one, don't want to die on this watery hole.
Neither do I.
It would be a slow death, whereas if you just ripped off your breathers and breathed in heavily...
You know, AI,
death would come quick and painless.
You know, if he did kill himself, you would still be stuck in his nip clip, just on a dead, rotting body.
That is true.
Yeah. Huh.
I guess we're in this together, then.
Yeah, so there you go, buddy. Right. So then maybe you should focus up and help us a little bit.
Let's try to find another machine.
You know, it can't just be endless ocean after ocean.
So far, we've only just seen some very primitive life forms floating by. I don't even...
We gotta believe that there's something else out there.
Oh,
I don't want you
to
get
it in
your
head.
Really?
Is that what we're
talking
about?
Well, I don't know about that, my friend, but I do believe in the power of positive thought, okay?
Okay.
I've lived my life by that, and I'm not gonna drown.
Well, looks like it really worked out for you this time.
I hate to interrupt, but I detect incoming life forms.
Wait, what's that coming through the forest up ahead?
Maybe we should hide behind this rock.
Okay, I'm hiding with you.
That thing's huge! I see through its body.
Hello? Someone behind that rock?
No?
No.
Yes.
AI!
Come out with your tentacles up. Krillbees! Go investigate!
What?
What are you doing?
Hey, don't let them know.
They are tiny.
Don't let these things hurt us. These weird... So like these shrimp things all over me.
Quiet.
Let me touch. Warm.
What do they taste like, Krillby?
The taste, quickly.
Ow!
Juicy.
Don't hurt my friend.
Juicy.
Listen, our ship, it crashed and we could use your help.
You came from above?
Yeah. See that light beam over in the distance? That's where we cracked through the surface.
Lieutenant Squid, could it be that they resemble the Harris?
The Harris? They did come down. They did bring the light.
Do you have a way to help us off this planet or not?
Of course we do. Yes, well, you just come with us and we will give you whatever you need.
Oh, God. Okay. Thank goodness. Oh.
Can I talk to you for a second over here, just for a second?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Can
give us one second?
I just want to have a... Absolutely.
Sure, no problem.
Lieutenant Squid, order the Quilbies to move away from the specimens.
Right away. Quilbies, you heard the man.
Quilby, move!
Okay, good. Okay, come on over here, Gilroy.
I don't know if we can trust these guys.
If I may interject.
I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
I've considered your earlier statements and have decided to postpone trying to get you to kill yourself.
Yeah?
If you agree to kill me at your earliest convenience, I will help you survive.
Well, it's not really up to me anymore, so...
Yeah, I agree with that.
A lot of bubbles happening over there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, just 1 second. Just 1 second, guys.
Lieutenant Squid. Order the Quilbies to sneak up on them with the eel guns of yesterday.
You mean the hagfish, sir?
I think our best bet of survival would be to go with them and find out if there are any tools in their village we can use to leave.
Okay. See, that's what I was saying. Okay. You know, we go along with them now.
Okay.
So we reevaluate our plan later.
Okay, it's just Gilroy, you're just a little confused.
All right, we're good. We're
all
coming.
All right, we're good. We agreed to... Hey, did those shrimp guys have guns now? What's going on?
Lieutenant, tell them to open fire.
What?
Fire!
Go! Fire!
Jesus, get out!
I can't move.
I can't on my own. Remain calm in the restraints. Don't let them fasten too tightly.
Look, we were gonna come with you peacefully.
Well, you're coming with us whether you like it or not. You resemble the Harris.
The Harris?
The Harris.
Krilby?
Krilby!
I need... Oh, wait. Lieutenant!
Yes, Commander Pescatore!
Please tell the Krilby to ready the creatures in preparation for the Barracuda.
And watch my commander. You know, I think they can actually hear you. It's a bit redundant for me to repeat everything.
I understand that, but there's a structure here. Would you just do it?
Very well. Krilby! Barracuda on acquisition!
Krilby!
Ow! Okay, we're standing. Okay!
What is that thing? It's
like
giant.
It's huge.
It's like a sperm whale.
But it has tentacles and it's gigantic.
It's coming right for us.
Oh my God, it's gonna eat us.
No, oh boy.
Oh, hold on, Gilroy!
Oh, they're still alive.
Oh. Hold tight, my lords. We'll be there in 3 days.
We're inside the Barracuda.
Lieutenant, please ask the Krilbies to ask the hagfish if they'll loosen their grip on our creatures.
Yeah, it's really tight. Please.
Very well, Commander. Krilbies, can you see your way into possibly persuading the hagfish into loosening their grip on the intruder's appendages?
Krilby! Loosen!
Much better. That's much better.
Man, I felt like I had to pee, and I haven't even drank anything.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about that, but if you did have to pee, you could just kind of just go wherever you are.
Then I thought you'd breathe it in, or I don't know.
Oh, that's gross. I didn't think about that.
Well, I'm thinking of you, my friend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we must take you to the Court of Mines and introduce you to the Fish Pope.
Fish Pope?
Fish Pope.
Does that guy have a way for us to get off of this watery rock?
Yeah. I think you're going to have a way for all of us to get off in general.
Okay. Well, all right then. Let's just settle in. Is that, are you whistling or something?
I was sleeping.
Oh.
Thank you for awaking me.
Sorry.
How do you all sleep? What does sleep look like to you creatures?
We just go like this.
Or like this.
I'm glad to be out of that fish, but man, I'm so hungry.
Arms.
Yeah,
if I don't get something to eat pretty soon, I swear I'm gonna just float up to the surface or float down or whatever that happens when you die.
Yeah, you said you had a blood sugar problem. And,
Krilby, keep moving!
All right, we're moving.
Yeah,
we're moving, Krilby.
Let's
do this thing. Where are we going? Where's this fish poke?
God, that was really, it was a little jarring the way you just callously fed that Krilby to the Barracuda.
There's like millions of Krilby out there, though.
Yeah, well, still. There's probably millions of whatever you are out there.
Krilby, existing Krilby.
Krilby!
How do you feel about us feeding your friend for the Barracuda?
Krilby, indifferent.
See?
So one thing that I'll say that's true about your people is you make a beautiful palace. Look at this.
Thank you.
Look at the way
this beautiful.
Coral
it is beautiful.
Is sparkling.
And you know, for being here for 250 years, it's held up very nicely, I think.
It is really nice design.
I still think it's kind of primitive.
Okay.
Who is
AI,
he?
You're rude, though.
You know, you don't have a sense of people's feelings.
Krillby!
Krillby!
Open the door.
You know, I could open the door. I'm right here. I'm standing right here.
We have a structure.
Okay.
Krillby?
Whatever works for you.
Krillby, open door!
But it looks like the Krillby's having a little trouble with that. Why don't we both help?
No. Please stay where you are.
Okay.
Krillby's trained for this.
Do it, I guess.
This is taking a long time.
I'm just gonna... Let me...
Hey, what?
Well, it's open now. It's open now.
Okay,
so it's open.
In.
Let's just get in here.
And behold, whoa, the divine object in the center.
Whoa, Turner Broadcasting. What is that?
You know what that is?
What?
It's an ancient satellite. And they haven't used that type of satellite in hundreds of years, I don't think.
It came down 250 years ago.
Yeah.
Crashed through the ice and entered our world. And we've been warring ever since.
Could you even imagine the chances of that happening? A satellite orbiting the Earth, crash landing on this ocean floor?
The chances are 8 out of 379.
That's not that crazy of a chance.
Fish Pope has entered.
Thank you all for swimming to my sea. Please, swim up!
Okay.
Swim down!
Okay, I'm swimming down. Okay, right. Yeah.
Swim up!
Okay, I'm swimming up again.
Swim down!
Okay, do we have to keep doing this?
I haven't eaten in days.
Just as our writings have told us, we have the Harris before us.
What? What are you talking about, the
you
Harris?
You are the chosen one. You have entered our world.
I keep hearing this term, the Harris. Why are you...
Krillby!
Krillby!
Activate the divine video.
Krillby, activate!
Before, we were on the bottom of the ocean. But now we've fallen into the abyss.
This is the 1989 American science fiction film, The Abyss, starring Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
I think this species has confused the both of you as Ed Harris, since they can't tell what different humans look like.
Well, I have long, flowing hair. This guy's bald.
Right.
I mean, it's very...
Look before you at that face. That is the Ed Harris.
Oh, wait, what?
Malcolm, do you think I look like Ed Harris?
I think you look like Ed Harris more than I look
really,
like Ed Harris.
Really? Because I was going to say, if anything, you might be.
My vote is for Malcolm.
You look exactly the same.
Well, then I guess it just could be a volunteer thing. Why don't you just volunteer to be the Ed Harris?
You both will stay here. Does everyone want to see a deadly trial? We will find out from these deadly trials who is the Ed Harris who will lead us. Who will bring us together? Who will be our leader? Besides me. Let the deadly trials begin!
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jemison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talent includes
Nicholas Batanti,
David Hillbaum,
Artemis McGettigan,
Nicole Pascaretta,
Michael Lopatrum,
Michael Hovich.
Music by Zelda and the Unibrows. Artisanal sandwiches provided by Dr. Boyfriend. Tune in 2 weeks for the season finale, Episode 9. Episode 9.